Welcome to episode two. Welcome to episode two of the Joshua Capellan Show. Y'all thought we were only going to have one episode, but we're going to keep going. We're going to go for a while. I am your host, Joshua Capellan. And, you know, this broadcast is brought to you by me, myself, and I, because I got no sponsors yet. So once I get sponsors, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to sell out a little bit. I want some money, bro. That's what it is. But today we got a couple topics going on. First things first, I'd like to say that we are on Spotify. We are on Apple. I'm going to be posting the episodes there as well. We're starting up the Patreon. Now, the Patreon's not ready. Once it is ready, I will let you guys know. And, of course, we're on YouTube. Follow us a couple more things. We have on X, aka Twitter, whatever it is now. We have Facebook. There's a couple things there. I'm going to link them in the description. So, come join the team, man. We're going to build up. We're going to keep doing some things. I'm going to start it up. I mean, this is episode two only. You know, it's not going to start, like, if it gets popping pretty fast, that'd be crazy, right? But it's not going to pop up so soon. Now, in case you missed the episode one and you don't really want to go back, this show is kind of like a mix of wrestling, music, and gaming. So we're going to have like a mix of those things, right? So that's what it's going to be mostly like. Everything else, more things will be popping in, but I kind of like split into segments in case you missed last week. Episode one is up if you want to kind of like see how I do it. I usually start, not always going to be like that. I usually start with wrestling. Then I do music, then I do gaming. And it just makes it easier for people who wants to like pop in for only certain segments. Majority of the contents usually is wrestling. I just have a little bit more and sometimes gaming, but there's not much things happening in gaming too much. There's not much things happening in music too much. So there's more wrestling, but it usually will jump around, right? Another thing I'm going to say this is a rare occasion right now because, the way the episodes are going to be, and I know this is like today is Monday. Like I'm recording on Monday, and maybe it might come out. I'm gonna try to get them out today. But usually, my recordings are gonna be probably like the day before. So like if it's on I'm gonna be dropping episodes on Mondays and Thursdays. Mondays and Thursdays are gonna be the episodes dropping. Wednesdays and Sundays will be the Patreon will get it first. So the Patreon is going to get the episodes first. And on top of that, just Monday and Thursdays, I'm going to be releasing clips. And then I'm going to be releasing the full episodes or vice versa, right? And those other things are going to be just all on everything else. Patreon members are going to get them first. And here's a quick plug for the Patreon. It's not ready yet. Which is, you know, what's funny is when I made the Patreon, this little section that says like, is your content going to be for 18 plus? And I kept putting no, and it just wouldn't let me continue, which is funny. It wouldn't let me continue. So I said, yes. So because it says on the top, you can change this later. So like when I went, I tried to upload the first episode and it's just telling me like, nah, it's just telling me, no, you can't put videos because, it's going to be 18 plus, and I'm like, damn, nah, that's not what, you know, the content's gonna be, not at all. So I had to like email them and say, hey, listen, this is not what the content's gonna be. So Patreon is not right now, but I will have more things. It's gonna be more exclusive things going on there. We're gonna build up from there, right? I told you guys it's gonna be I'm gonna try to get them out around 8 a.m. on YouTube and like 8 a.m. on like Spotify and Apple. Mondays and Thursdays, just so people can just start their mornings with like me talking some bullshit, right? And then the Patreon members are gonna get it at 6 p.m. I'm gonna try, like it might change, right? It might change. Let's see what happens, right? So that's gonna be what it is there. The topics we're gonna be today, kind of reviewing what happened on SmackDown as well as some thoughts probably popping in while I'm reviewing SmackDown. That's gonna be kind of the things for wrestling. Music is gonna be, we're gonna talk about that Joey Badass and Ray Vaughn and Reason kind of like beef going on. We'll probably get into that, and as well I want to get into that Kanye West album that leaked. I did listen to it, so I'll give you my thoughts on it. For gaming, we're going to talk about Summer Game Fest and why it's not as hype as I think it should be. We're going to talk about, is the Switch 2 still worth the hypes? And just continuing and backpacking of what we were talking about last time. We're going to do some Kingdom Hearts news, and we're going to talk about screenshots, right? If anything more pops up during the broadcast, I'll pop in. But those are, like, the topics I have written down for a while. And, yeah, I kind of write notes as things goes on, right? Like, if I'm watching SmackDown, I kind of write notes. I write notes, and I, like, say what I'm going to talk about, right? So let's see what happens. Let's see what goes. And let's begin, right? So let's talk about SmackDown, right? SmackDown began and they kind of started off with the Bloodline promo. It's they're kind of piggybacking off what happened on Backlash that so I said on episode one that, you know, the way everything is going, they might put like I don't know how Jeff Cobb or Mateo is going to do. And maybe I cut that out because there's some things I cut out. But I don't know if I talked about Jeff Cobb coming in. So now they changed his name to JC Mateo, which is good because it kind of sounded like it was weird. It's like every other Samoan, and then you'd have the Samoan just called Jeff Cobb. It sounded like just like your buddy at work. Just, hey, Jeff. Like, it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound like menacing and anything. It's just Jeff. So now JC Mateo. And they, so I have a little issue with this. I have some good and bad takes about this promo. The first thing is, you know, I'm going to start with the good news. Solo is getting better. Solo is getting better in the promos. I thoroughly enjoyed his promo. I think Fatu is fantastic with his promos as well. I like Fatu's babyface turn coming. Like, I think he'll be a good babyface. It's like that tough, I will beat your ass type babyface. And that's kind of what is needed and wanted in wrestling. I know the sympathetic babyface is just really outplayed and no one likes it, which is why people like Cody Rhodes is getting booed, and like most of the babyfaces are getting booed because they no one wants the sympathetic babyface. People want that tough, I'm going to beat your ass type babyface, right? So Solo is getting better. I thoroughly, really enjoyed Solo's character. He's kind of been kicked off to the sidelines for a bit, but now his character, he's got me a little intrigued. I think he's a good talker. He's a better talker than what he used to be. I mean, he used to never talk, but he's a better talker than recently. I can see a little push coming, and we're going to talk about that a little later. But for the opening segment, and the opening segment kind of like Jeff Cobb, but JC Mateo was just there, right? He didn't talk, which I guess they're not going to have him talk. He was just there, and they kind of like said, hey, he came, and they didn't really introduce him much. They just kind of like, he just stood there as Solo was like doing some heel work, doing some heel promo, saying that this is all because of him. There was really something pretty good in this promo where Solo's like, hey, what was the thing you used to do? When he told Jacob Fatu, hey, what was the thing you used to do? Because back in the day, the gimmick for Fatu was he was just like putting his hands together, like, I love you, Solo, and all that thing, right? Now he's not doing it anymore because, you know, he's kind of doing it on his own. He's getting a little over on his own. So not a little over, he's getting real over. He's getting a real over. Even announcers are like saying his catchphrase, like they're going to push this guy to the moon, right? And he should. He should. Well deserved, right? And he still hasn't been pinned. So he's still undefeated, right? So he's still got a lot of momentum. And you know, before he just seemed like just a one-dimensional character. It's just, hey, he's just screaming and beating people up. Now he's got a little bit more character, and he's like, you know, he's not just saying I love you, Solo, like screaming it. And I like that they made a callback to that, because I was kind of thinking like if they were going to touch on that, and Fatu's just like, you know, just like became normal. But I want them to acknowledge it, which is funny. I want them to acknowledge that he was also this other character that was like a protector for Solo and like that, right? So great work. I think that promo is very enjoyable. Then here's what I wrote. I wrote, why is LA Knight still in this feud with the Bloodline? So LA Knight has been feuding with the Bloodline for probably over a year now, and it's getting annoying and it's getting boring, right? LA Knight is stuck in this mid-card vortex, and I don't think that blood. I think the Bloodline right now is kind of mid-card-ish. Of course, they used to be the big main event, like the draw, back when Roman was running like the actual group. But right now, they're all new guys, and they're kind of like in the mid-card, and I think they can get a little bit better. Of course, it could be a little bit more main event-ish because they were main eventing like a little bit last year, but I think they're at a good level with the mid card right now, because the mid card kind of need some more oomph, right? So I'm tired of LA Knight kind of being in this feud. I think he should move on. I don't know where you can move him on to, but I think, like I said last week, and I said this last week, and it wasn't edited out, I think it's time for him to win Money in the Bank, and I think that's who should win Money in the Bank. And on top of that, I think they're kind of just still putting this because of what happened later. But I'll get to that later. I'll get to like why I think the solo Money in the Bank and LA Knight thing should be. But still, opening promos pretty good. I think Solo's getting better on the mic. I think Fatu is getting over like hell. And LA Knight just needs to leave the Bloodline feud a little bit alone now. And Mateo's just there. Like Mateo, JC Mateo, Jeff Cobb, JC Mateo, he will get later. We'll talk about the match he has with LA Knight later, right? Next on my notes, I have Alexa and Charlotte feud. Okay, so I don't know what's happening. I don't know where the plot is, right? Because I guess the next thing was the Alexa and it's like, so they doing, so let me get to this quick. Zelina Vega brought Alexa Bliss to fight to get to involve her in the US title feud. And it's a good feud. I think, here's what I think about that feud. Let me just get to that feud first. The US title being on Zelina Vega. I like Zelina Vega. She was really over in Puerto Rico. So she can be over. Like, she's a good character. She's good. She's getting a little bit better in the ring. I don't think she's at her full potential yet. I think she's very small, but she can get better in the ring, or probably everyone else who's wrestling her can put her a little bit more over, but like it can sell a little bit better. But the other thing is, I think they need to let her talk a little bit. And I think, personal hot take, I believe if they were going to put the US title on her, she should probably turn heel. She is a great heel promo. When she was managing Andrade, very good heel promos. I think she did she did work with Carmella, and they had like a tag team, and they had a queen in the ring too. I think her heel promos are fantastic. I think as a babyface, she's good too. I think they should do a little bit more of a babyface push, but I don't think they should keep it for so long. I believe later on, she should turn into a heel. She should do a heel turn. And then keep the title on her right now. Make her like a sympathetic baby face. But the thing is, I think if she keeps going as a baby face, she's not going to get as over as she should. She's not going to get over too much. She'll get some good pops right now. Like she'll get some, because it's kind of like fading a little bit. They gave her a good pop when the audience gave her a good pop when she won the title. Because like I said, she right now the sympathetic baby faces aren't really going too much, and she's kind of going like a sympathetic baby face. But have her do a heel turn, and that title and her character will definitely fly up. But she, think about small people in small wrestlers, that they make so much better heels, because you know they can't win unless they do some things. Like some things are unbelievable, like Zelina Vega kind of hitting a code red on Piper Niven. Like, come on, you don't really believe that could happen. But if she's being a heel to all these other wrestlers, all these other big wrestlers, bigger wrestlers than her, then you know that's how she can get over. I honestly, that's how Liv Morgan got over, right? She was small. She was small. Now she's a little bigger now, but not as small either. But she was like, no one kind of buying her being like this super wrestler, right? Then later her work got way better. Her work got way better, but she had to turn a heel first. She became like just this weasel little heel. And then like people started liking her, and then people started looking at her wrestling, and they're like, all right, her work is improving. I think they should do Zelina Vega the same route. And maybe, hey, have Zelina Vega have the title, maybe then lose the title and then gain it back by being a heel. I think that's what they should do with Zelina Vega. But then the match with Alexa and her, it was okay. It was just a match. It was a match, right? So, and then they're having Alexa still do the kind of like, she's like half in the Wyatt Six gimmick and half in the Alexa Bliss gimmick. But I guess they are having her feud with Charlotte and or do something with Charlotte. Now, I want to say something real quick. I need to know what the plot really is, right? Because are they going to have her with the Wyatts? Because I think Bray Wyatt's brother, what's his name, man? I can't remember the name right now. But Uncle Howdy, what is his name, bro? What is his name? I really can't remember it. That's how long they keep people out. When they keep people out too long, people can't remember the names. So, it's in my head. It's like stuck in my head. So, let me just say, Alexa and the Wyatt Six, right? What is gonna happen? What is the thing? What is like? What is going on with the Wyatt Six? Because like they have like these things that they just kind of like push people away for so long, and people start forgetting who they are. Like I kind of forgot half the group. I think Eric Rowan is still in there. I think the other guy that used to be on DIY, he's in there. It's like Nikki Cross is in there. These characters are becoming forgettable. So it's like, hey, when you bring them back, it's like, all right, you know, they've been gone for so long. What do they do? If you're going to do the Wyatt Six, I believe you put Alexa as the leader. And then she can be like the puppet master for everybody, right? Because when she was with the Fiend, that kind of what it was. So you have her play the character and probably be like what she did to the Fiend, but instead she does it for a whole group, right? Have her the center stage of the Wyatt Six. I think the Uncle Howdy gimmick is hurting the Wyatt Six. I think get the Uncle Howdy out of here and have Alexa in that role, but don't completely remove everybody from there, right? So give me a quick second. What was Bray Wyatt's brother? I can't believe I'm forgetting the name. Bo Dallas. I had to look it up. Look, Bo Dallas as a character without Uncle Howdy is phenomenal. I think like the character work is really good, right? Like, he kind of reminds me of like Bray Wyatt. But you don't need the Uncle Howdy gimmick. You don't need the Uncle Howdy. Just have, if you're going to have a gimmick, just have Alexa Bliss be kind of like the Uncle Howdy and then have the others just around. Now, the other thing is you don't need the others. I'm sorry. The Wyatt Six, you don't, I think if Bray Wyatt was still alive, rest in peace, the Wyatt Six will make a lot more sense. But it's turning very, very wacky. And I think you should just have, instead of being so supernatural and gimmicky, you can have just these guys that are having these mental issues, like real mental issues, and not make it so fake. So it's like all these guys, they're like real people, right? They don't have magic powers. Like the introduction was a little weird when the smoke had everybody out. And of course the crowd indoors, like the crowd in the arena popped that one time because, you know, the for a show aspect is pretty fun, but like it makes no sense sometimes. Here's what I believe. It's like Alexa feuding with Charlotte. I don't see where that's going, but we'll wait and see what's going on. But she should be with the Wyatt Six. Have her go for like probably US title or something, right? Have her go for like don't put the world title on her. This could be a world this could be a mid card gimmick that turns into a world gimmick, world title gimmick or something. Type feud. And have them feud with the Judgment Day. Have them feud with something like that. Like Liv Morgan and Alexa Bliss kind of have that. They should have that feud. That feud should happen. And the Judgment Day and the Wyatt Six should happen. It's I think they had it penned down for WrestleMania, but it never happened. But Bo Dallas, just without the Uncle Howdy gimmick, will make a lot more sense. And they can get rid of one of the guys, right? I think Eric Rowan should stay because he's kind of like the last remaining member of the Wyatts. So he should stay. I don't think you need the other two. I don't remember the names of the other two. I just don't. Sorry. Nikki Cross, you can probably have Nikki Cross in there, but I do think Nikki Cross should get out of the gimmick. Or probably have her in there. I don't know. I don't know if you need two women in that faction. I don't know why. I just don't believe there should be two women in the faction. I think Alexa should run everybody and have at least three of the guys. You can have that one guy who's the old member of DIY, and you can have the other two, Eric Rowan and Bo Dallas, right? I'm not looking up the other guy's name, sorry. I have a little bit more like needing and respect for Bo Dallas because of his promos, and I just kind of forgot, like, you know, my brain just forgot a little bit because it's been so long since we've seen him. But the other guy, he doesn't talk, so they're just kind of like the flunkies of the group. But have, like, I think if you're gonna bring the group back, don't have them be so supernaturally gimmicky. Have them be like, hey, these are just all some wrestlers that are very, very sick and weird. And but they're very good in the ring. Have them like that, and they're good promos, and that's it. And they don't need to be floating in the sky. They don't need to be doing all those things, right? That's what I believe. I don't think they need to be doing everything. But then Alexa and Charlotte, I don't see what's going on, because it's like Alexa's half. She's like half the gimmicks. She's half in the Wyatt Six, and she's half Alexa Bliss. So I don't know what they do. I don't see her and Charlotte having a feud. I don't know what they can do because they're. Unless she's like manages Charlotte, I don't see what they could do. I don't. But in that same backstage like segment, they had Julia come out. So let's talk about Julia a little bit. She was in Stardom. She was like one of the hottest like free agents that she signed to WWE. She was in NXT. She was red hot in NXT. She became the champion. Red hot became the champion. She got injured. Then when she got injured, they put the belt on Stephanie Valcar. Then she came back as a heel. Then she came to Raw. Then she came to SmackDown. That happened like a span of like 4 months. There's a lot of things that happened with Julia. And the thing is, I think they were trying to have her take the Cora Jade spot, like I said, in my last episode, where I believe Roxanne and Cora Jade were probably supposed to be called up together. And then someone backstage found out that Cora Jade was going to get released, so she took the spot of Cora Jade. And now they're like, all right, she's obviously getting a lot of traction. She's pretty much a star, and let's throw her by herself, and let's throw her on SmackDown, which is a fantastic thing to do. I don't think they're going to make her a heel. I think now she's going to be a full-blown babyface. And I believe she should do a feud with Charlotte. Excuse me. She should do a feud with Charlotte. And I think that's the direction they're going, as it seems, right? Her and Charlotte would probably have great matches, hopefully. I mean, Charlotte's still Charlotte, man. Charlotte's still a good wrestler. She's still a lot of people don't like because she tried to be the sympathetic babyface, and they don't want her. Nobody wanted her to be a sympathetic babyface. Now that she came out and she's been the huge heel, people are getting to her. And I got like she got over with me when she made that you people heel promo, because it's true, and it's always better. The promos are better when it's always true. So Charlotte and Alexa and Julia, I don't know what's going to happen. I already talked about what I think they should do with Alexa and what I think they should do. Kind of Charlotte and Julia, that would be a good direction. So another funny thing during the segment is that Alexa said she will be the first two-time Money in the Bank women's Money in the Bank winner. When it's funny because Carmella is. So I'm guessing WWE just retconned Carmella, and right now, as it states, nobody has won Money in the Bank twice. So that's good to know. That's good to know. Next on my notes, I have Fraxium. And I wrote down, Fraxium is a strange team. All right. I'm gonna separate it from their in-ring and what they are as just as a team. Okay. So I kind of wrote that down before I kind of saw more of the match. I thought their match was phenomenal with DIY. It was a great match. I think that should have been like on Backlash, or it should be on some sort of pay-per-view. That was a fantastic match. The thing is, the team of Nathan Frazier and Axiom is a strange team. It's just a guy with a mask and just some random just dude. Just like, it's the team synergy of in the ring is really good. But just like as characters and just mixing their name, Nathan Frazier and Axiom, we just call them Fraxium, is a little wacky. The team composition is a little wacky. Now, I'm not going to take from these guys. These guys are they're fun to watch, right? The thing is, I think they're just two very good athletes and in a just put together team, and because they're both individually good athletes, the team looks good because they're both enjoyable to watch. So I believe the tag is good, right? They should be getting a little over. They're getting over. I do believe they shouldn't win any tag titles, and they should lose to the Street Profits next week. And then, like, turn on each other. It's not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen. I don't believe it's going to happen. But they should they should be individual stars, right? They should be. Axiom, you can kind of have them. And I think he's from Spain. I don't know if he's a luchador. So I don't know if they should mix him with that luchador, like, the luchador wrestlers they're having. Like, it seems like all the luchadors are just, like, they're like against each other, right, in WWE. And I think they're doing that to build that Worlds Collide pay-per-view or PLE. But maybe throw him in the mix there. And let Nathan Frazier, I was very impressed by. I think he should have like an intercontinental title run. Or they should bring back the Cruiserweight title. But then there's too many titles. They have the Speed title. But I don't know why they don't make the Speed title the Cruiserweight title. This stupidest thing in the world. Just make the Cruiserweight title the Speed title. Just call it the Speed title. Because when 205 Live was here, it was getting a little over. Like, Buddy Matthews came from there. Cedric Alexander. There was very, very, very spectacular, like people. So instead of the Speed Championship or whatever they have on, like, Twitter or X, make it the Cruiserweight title. People will watch it because it's got a good name. A lot of people love the Cruiserweight title. We love the Cruiserweight title. So have the Cruiserweight title back and put these guys over. Mustafa Ali got put over with the Cruiserweight title. The Cruiserweight title put people over. That's what they should do. It's on X. They should bring back the Cruiserweight title. But let me not get off tangent because Nathan Frazier is the star. He's the star of that group. Axiom, he's athletic. He's very good. I think he can probably later on the lines have an IC title run as well. But with Rey Fénix and Rey Mysterio and Penta and Andrade and all the other luchadors right now, I think Fraxium can't fit the niche. I think he right now in NXT, he fits the niche there. But or he can be a tag team with somebody else. I think Nathan Frazier is the star, and they should give him an IC title run or something. But still great match, wacky team composition, but it's still a great match, and both guys are really good.
And DIY as well. They're good. They're just good, and I think they should remain a tag team for a little while. I do believe DIY should have held the titles a little longer. They could have been like the group that was really hard to defeat. But I also do like the Street Profits. I think Street Profits have a lot of charisma. They're both Dawkins and Montez Ford are very, very good. Both athletic. A lot of people used to just go to Montez Ford, but Dawkins is really good too, especially for a big guy. So I do think they're good as tag champions. Next on my notes, I have R-Truth versus Cena at Saturday Night Main Event, and it is not a title match. Something thrown together. Listen, I think this could have been probably a Raw match, like Cena does this on Raw. What they might do, I'm not going to lie, what they might do on here is have R-Truth pin Cena. They'll probably do it, and then they'll probably have a title match on Raw or something. I don't know what this match is. It was kind of like, I know they were building R-Truth and Cena. Maybe Cena wanted to work with R-Truth one last time or something. They did have a decent match from their feud a long time ago when R-Truth was talking about Lil Jimmy and everything. But right now, I don't think this feud is needed. I think maybe, now that I think about it, what were you going to do at Saturday Night's main event? Who you put John Cena with? I guess you can have R-Truth because it's a 1 week build. So yeah, have them, but it's not the title match. So that's pretty strange. That's not a title match at all. I would think you throw Cena to have all those title matches, but I guess not. So not excited. It's going to be very, very hilarious. I think it's going to be a very funny match. And I think, John can be very wacky as well. So I think the match is going to be wacky. It's going to be a wacky match. Is it the main event that it should be? I think it shouldn't be the main event. I think it should be like the opener. I think the main event should be Jey Uso versus Logan Paul. But R-Truth is a funny dude, man. And, you know, he's been one of the highlights of Raw. Or is it Raw or SmackDown? One of those. Wherever he's at, he's usually the highlight. He's funny. So I guess he should get the Saturday Night main event, and he should have a title match. And I think after this, I don't put him in any title matches anymore. But if this is going to be his last title match ever going for something, I think why not? I'd put it. And have R-Truth almost win. Like, it'll pop the crowd. Now, if they book this very good, I do think the crowd will pop. They'll pop for R-Truth almost winning. And the thing is, this title match, the match not being a title match makes it a little bit more believable that R-Truth can win, because it's like, hey, there's no real stakes. So if R-Truth actually beats Cena, there's no stakes. So it's like, oh, all right, cool. But he's still the champion. But it makes it a little bit more believable. Maybe this might be an underrated match. Maybe everyone's saying they don't want this match, and the match might be good. So we'll see what happens there, right? Am I excited? I'm a little bit more excited now. Why not? I have next on my notes, Drew versus Damian in a steel cage. And I also put the most underrated feud of the year so far is Drew versus Priest. Yeah, at first, a lot of people weren't into this feud. They thought Drew had just gone too high up, and that bringing Damian in would have been a little bit more down, because Damian was still in that upper mid card as Drew was probably pretty much a main eventer. But I do think this is a very good feud. Now, did it bring Drew a little bit more down? A little bit, yeah. I think it's keeping Damian Priest in the upper mid card and just keeping Drew as their main event, and like the Drew is like the main draw of this feud. But both guys did a very good job with this feud. I do think Drew's getting hurt way too much in this feud, like the eye, the glass in the eye. When he got slammed that backlash through a table, they said he missed his head missed the table and hit the floor. So who knows what more can happen in the steel cage, but both guys are pretty brutal. So, and they're both pretty tough guys, so they can take pretty good bumps, both of them. I've seen them take pretty hard bumps and still be okay. But the steel cage match is going to be good. I think it'd probably be the best match of Saturday. I think it's on Saturday night's main event. It'd probably be the best match of Saturday night's main event. Do what happens here? Do you have Damian win? You have Drew win? I think you have Damian win. Damian's got to win. Like Drew had the win in at WrestleMania, but you have to have Damian win now. Damian's got to get over. You have Damian beat Drew in a steel cage, and that's it. And then from there, it won't hurt Drew. It won't hurt. It'll elevate Damian. What the hell is that? Oh, okay. It won't hurt Damian, of course, because it will elevate Damian. It won't hurt Drew because Drew's already got a win. Have both guys have a 1-1 win. I think we leave it at that. We have Damian and have both these guys have a 1-1 win. And I see Damian getting over later, right? I think Damian will get over. He will get over a little later. And then you have 1-1 each. You have them both fight each other for that 1-1 probably later for a title. And that's a feud you can come back to. I do think this feud is elevating. It's only gotten better. It's only gotten better. So, yeah. So, let's see what happens. I do think the steel cage match is going to be the best match on the show. And, yeah, man, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens at, with everything. Do I think – sorry, I'll check my phone real quick. Do I think Drew goes to join, like, Cena's faction or something? A lot of people have been saying that, like, he's going to join The Rock. I think no. I think what you do with Drew they've been teasing that he's going to fight Fatu. I don't think that should happen. I think they're both too red hot to be fighting each other. If you put it over, I think Drew can't lose again. I think Damian Priest can go for the U.S. title. And then I think Drew goes after Cody Rhodes. I think Cody and Drew should have a feud. Instead of Cody going straight into Cena, he should have a feud with Drew McIntyre. If Drew comes out, he's like, hey, get in the back of the line. I want the world title now. And they have a feud. I think that's where you go. But as it comes to the steel cage match, I do think Damian Priest should win. Next on my notes, Melo versus Black. I got Carmelo Hayes versus Aleister Black. It's a great match. Both these guys are very good in the ring. I do like Aleister Black's got his like original gimmick from NXT. I think Carmelo has grown on me a lot. I think with that series he had with Andrade, which was a very good series, and then they ended it at the Andre battle, the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, which I thought that was phenomenal booking. I thought that was great booking where they have they were like 3-3, and then the last of the series was at the Andre Battle Royal thing. And Carmelo got over. He's got the Miz there. At first, I was seeing why is the Miz there. I'm starting to like a little bit more the Miz being there as like a manager, seeing, hey, this is the next up-and-coming guy, putting him over. It's not bad at first. I thought it was a little annoying, but now it's pretty good. Aleister Black is – so Aleister Black has just debuted, and I want to know where you put him, right? You can't have him go after no world title yet. You can't really have him lose yet. You can't have him – does he go for the IC title? Does he get in a feud with Dominic? Does he get in a feud with with Jacob Fatu? I don't know where the feud is going. I guess the feud is technically with The Miz and it's technically with Carmelo, but where do you go after? He's one of those guys who should have a title because he has great matches. I don't think you have a tag team, so maybe him and Fatu have a feud. Maybe him and Fatu have a match. Or maybe him and Dominic have a match. I don't know what you do with Aleister Black later. Just kind of give him feuds. Have him feud with Andrade. I think you have him do some feuds. He's just everyone's trying to get at him, and then he just puts people out and then build him up. Carmelo is destined for some good for greatness. I think he's should be somewhere in the U.S. title picture later on again. But have him. Yeah, I think Aleister Black and his feud is going well. The one thing I did kind of take away from this, and I hope I don't get destroyed for this. Here goes. Is SmackDown becoming the AEW equivalent? Now, here's what I'm saying. AEW doesn't have a lot of big guys. Most of their like roster, other than like Bobby Lashley and like Shelton, because Shelton's pretty big too. There's a lot of like light heavyweight guys, right? And that's how they roll. Like their world champion is Moxley, which you can kind of put him as like a heavyweight, but like they've had like Daniel Bryan, they've had like Swerve Strickland, all these like they're big guys, but all these guys that are like not super heavyweight Vince looking guys, right? Like, you know what I'm talking about. They're not Vince McMahon looking stars. Melo and Black, this kind of reminded me of the same thing. Like, these guys are over. These guys are good. This reminded me of like an AEW match. And I think SmackDown's becoming that. It's becoming that more lighter weight wrestlers. That's funny. Lighter weight wrestlers going at it. And I think it's a good idea. I don't think that's a bad idea. Have like, because it kind of used to be like that back in the day. Like Raw used to be where all the big dudes and everything getting over there. And then SmackDown had like all the light heavyweight guys. And then it kind of just changed because A, maybe Fox, and B, those people are getting over because everyone's kind of like in their weight class, right? So I do like that that it looks like it's becoming that. You know, other than guys like Drew McIntyre and like Jacob Fatu and yeah, they're big guys, right? And Damian Priest. But like the other stars are a little bit less bigger than the guys on Raw. Well, looking like, unless I watch Raw again tonight, and I'll probably change my mind. But I think like you have this, SmackDown has a little bit more athleticism, like more not athleticism, that's a little bit of the wrong word. It's more like it's got that like AEW style where it's just very, very fast paced, as opposed to like Raw always seemed like it's very like pro wrestling type, like mat wrestling and everything, like, you know, like guys like Chad Gable and even like Penta and everybody, they're like a little bit bigger, so they're like light heavyweight, but they're doing a lot more moves other than just a lot of high flying moves. There you go. So like SmackDown's kind of like more high flying, and I think that's a good idea. I just kind of noticed that a little bit, and it always happens with SmackDown. It always kind of becomes like the high flying thing, and I think like SmackDown's trying to like bury AEW. I ain't gonna lie, but the other thing I have in my notes is put the world title on SmackDown already. It kind of ties into more of what I said just now. I think it's about time the title should change. I think you should put the WWE title on Raw and have the world title on SmackDown. It just feels better. It fits better. Right now, Raw seems like the A show, so put the A title on there and then put the B world title on the B show. And then, like I said earlier, please change the design of that world title. I hate the big white WWE label in the middle. At least change the color. Put it like all gold. And yeah, that's my take on the world title, and that's my take on Melo and Aleister Black. Aleister Black should have probably a group, just like he had the House of Black. Maybe bring a little bit of that gimmick back, and then he could have some feuds. So yeah, the Jey Uso, not the J, so it's funny, we're gonna say that the Jimmy Uso, the Solo Sikoa, and the Rey Fénix match was next, and just like I did, the announcer called Jimmy Uso Jey Uso. I thought it was pretty funny, and I think they should play on that, and they should do something, some sort of like Jimmy like storyline where they're saying, hey, he's the other brother, right? They should play into that. I think that's how they'll bring Jimmy's character a little bit better. The match was fun. It was fine. It's a triple threat, so like anything goes. So, and I do think triple threat should have disqualifications, but that's just me. I don't care. You can just have the referee disqualify the person who did a DQ. It's not that hard, right? They should have DQs in triple threats. It's too much shenanigans when there's a triple threat and there's no DQ. Unless it's specifically a no DQ match. But I was pretty surprised. Rey Fénix. So we mentioned AEW earlier. Rey Fénix is not being as jumpy as he is was in AEW. He is kind of going at a slower pace, but that's kind of WWE style. I think it's just because the people he works with works a little bit slower, but it's not bad. I just do believe that Rey Fénix coming to WWE is not as hot as Penta coming into WWE. Rey Fénix is getting a little bit colder, and I was quite surprised when he took the pinfall. Jimmy was right there. I think Jimmy needs to be losing so he can have a redemption arc. And you had Solo kind of pin Fénix, but they didn't pin Jimmy Uso, which is kind of concerning that Fénix is losing, and they just brought him, right? And also, Penta's been losing, so I think they're supposed to be losing so much that they come together and form the Lucha Bros, and then they win the titles, and then they become pretty much the tag team attraction, right? That's probably what you do. But it was quite strange seeing Fénix take the pinfall. There was one point in the match that it was quite funny as well, that the referee just missed Rey Fénix pinning Solo Sikoa, and of course they kicked out, but because I guess like it was supposed to be like it wasn't planned to miss, right? So I found it strange that Fénix is losing a lot, and I think they're doing it because they want to bring the Lucha Brothers together after losing so much. Solo did win, so Solo's going to Money in the Bank. I don't think Solo Sikoa is winning. I think he's the heel of Money in the Bank, because I think LA Knight is winning. LA Knight will be versing two other people next week. I can't remember, but I don't think they're winning. I think LA Knight will go into Money in the Bank, or LA Knight will lose next week, and there will be a last chance qualifier for Money in the Bank. I think LA Knight is going to be in Money in the Bank. I think LA Knight is winning Money in the Bank. I think that's happening. And I think Solo is Money in the Bank to kind of like end this feud with LA Knight. Hopefully, God. But speaking of feud with LA Knight, LA Knight is still in the vortex of the Bloodline, and he versed JC Mateo. Now, earlier I said JT Mateo was still there. So throughout the show, I'm thinking, what is this guy going to do? They put him in a match with LA Knight, and LA Knight loses. So they're putting over JC Mateo. He's a Samoan, so of course he's got to win. And that's just what the group has to do, right? The group has to like win in heelish ways. LA Knight took the fall. I think JC Mateo is pretty good, and I think that's what it is. I think he's a little bit of a big guy. He has a shirt on which is wrestlers. I'm a little thing. Wrestlers wearing street clothes. I'm not too fond of it, but I'm not mad at it. But yeah, that's what it is. But it was, other than that, it was a good debut. The next thing on SmackDown was, I guess it was the main event. It was Tiffany Stratton versus Nia Jax. One thing I gotta say, the announcer who's announcing the title match is he has a weird way of announcing things, because he's like, and in the corner, weighing at one of them, and him, like he has like this tone that is really weird, but I think it'll get over with me. Because like it's very like, it's strange. I don't know. I've never heard an announcer like talk like he does, but I do like him better than Alicia Taylor. I think Alicia Taylor is trying to be, is trying to be Samantha Irving a little bit too much, and I'm not in it. I think this new guy's got a little bit potential maybe, but he's got a weird way of announcing. So we got Tiffany Stratton and we got Nia Jax. This was surprisingly a very good match. Somebody on Twitter, or I believe, said this was a classic. I wouldn't go that far. I thought it was a good match. There was a lot of good near falls. Nia Jax, her wrestling is terrible to me. Not too bad. I don't know. I guess it ain't bad. It's improved a little bit, but her promo work is good because of how much heat she gets as a heel. Nowadays, all the heels are getting cheered. So if you can get the heel audience right now, because they're all heels. Like I said last week, all the audience are the biggest heels in the company right now. If you can get them to boo a heel, then you're doing great. And I think Nia Jax has that heel persona that she's doing great. I don't think she needs the title to be in a feud. I think Triple H's kind of been doing pretty good with her, but her in-ring work is something. Tiffany's in-ring work is very good. I think she should be a heel. This is why I hate about the heel audience right now. All the heels, they're praising them, they're chanting for them. And that's what turned Tiffany Stratton to a babyface, because I think she should be a complete snarky heel. I think her role would have been very reprised as the heel. She's just got that very, very heelish persona, and it seems like she's going to be feuding with Jade Cargill. She's gonna be feuding with Jade. Second episode, guys, give me a break. Jade Cargill. So, a little bit later along the lines. So, on top of that, and then you have Naomi coming in, and there'll probably be a fatal four-way between them, at Money in the Bank. But I did think this match was very good. Now, I know I saw the chair shot. So the chair shot in ring looked very good. It was a very good-looking chair shot. It just, pow, right there, right? It was a very good looking chair shot. Now, Nia Jax did get split open, and she did get hurt, which is, unfortunate. It's very bad. I don't like when wrestlers actually get hurt, right? No one does. But like they say, if it looks good, sell it, because it was a very good looking chair shot. I think she was holding the chair the wrong way. I thought Nia was. Holding the chair the wrong way, but the chair shot looked very good. And then after that, Tiffany hit her finisher, and then it was 1-2-3, and Tiffany retained. Which we kind of knew she was going to retain, which is why you put those matches you put on SmackDown, right? Like the matches that you already know is going to happen. You kind of predict there's not going to be a title change. Those are SmackDown matches. Those are not pay per view matches. When you put PLE matches that people know nothing's going to happen, then yeah, it's a little harder to buy into it. But other than that, was SmackDown. It was a 3-hour SmackDown is a watch. I'll tell you that. It's gonna go back to 2 hours next month, supposedly. Hopefully it still is. So let's see what happens. A lot of filler, but that's it. And that's my wrestling news. That's my wrestling review. Later is Raw. I know, like I said, usually these things will come out. I'll be recording this probably on Sundays, because I want to record after PLEs happen, right? So tonight on Raw, let's see what happens. And then yesterday I talked about last episode, I talked about Cena and Punk and how they might do Money in the Bank with Cena and Punk. Now there's reports coming out that that's not happening. I still believe it's happening. I think all the marks are getting worked right now. I think there's going to be a Money in the Bank. Maybe not. Maybe if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, bro. Fuck it, I'm wrong, right? But I think they might be working the marks, and there is going to be a Money in the Bank with Cena and Punk. They're saying that Travis Scott might come in and do a tag team with Cena. I think that should have been SummerSlam. If you have 2 nights, have that SummerSlam. I don't know what you do at SummerSlam for Cena. You probably do Cody Rhodes again, but Cody Rhodes shouldn't win. Cody Rhodes should not win the title back from Cena. Probably later on, but he needs to lose again. I think they'll build up for the later one, because probably he has to beat Cena for the title back, but he cannot beat Cena right after. Like, so I think you do. I thought they were gonna do like something like that, like Travis Scott and Cena, at SummerSlam, but maybe not. Maybe they'll do John Cena and Cardi B or something versus two people. But I don't know who you have Cena fight at SummerSlam other than Cody Rhodes. And Punk. And this is what I believe. I think you do John Cena versus CM Punk at Money in the Bank, and then you do John Cena versus CM Punk again at SummerSlam. You have a rematch, and Punk's got to lose both times. One of the and then whatever the times is, Punk fights somebody else during a feud. But they're saying it's less likely to happen. Maybe it's less likely to happen. Maybe it's not going to happen because you only got a few weeks for this Money in the Bank feud to kind of like happen. Probably a week, right? You have like a week. I think so. You don't have that much time. You don't have that much time. It's like June 8th. So you have like 2 weeks. And I don't think 2 weeks is enough to build a Cena and a John Cena feud, which is probably why they say it's less likely to happen, because you got to get... No, I think it can happen. I think it can happen just like Saturday, like I said last week. Saturday night main event, CM Punk costs John Cena costs CM Punk the match. They have like some backstage segment before the match, and then John Cena comes and like costs him, and then you do Money in the Bank. I still think the marks might get worked, and they do Money in the Bank, John Cena versus CM Punk. They've got to be listening right now. They've got to be listening. That's got to be the plan, right? So who knows? Let's see what happens. There's not really any more wrestling reports or news that I can go into. So that's kind of it for wrestling, right? So, all right, Mark. So now, for now, we are going into the music segment. So right now, last week we were watching the freestyles between Joey Badass, Big Sean, and Absol, and we watched Joey Badass pretty call everybody out, and we watched Big Sean get out controlled again, because Big Sean had probably the most fire verse. But when the other rapper is calling people out, they shine. So with that said, that kind of sprung out into a more of this beef, right? So we got Joey going 20-1 against the West Coast. And shout out to the West Coast. I'm an East Coast homie. So sometimes I might be biased, but so what? That's just what it is. But it's Joey versus Ravon versus Reason. Not versus. Joey versus Ravon and Reason and Daylight. So Ravon jumped out quick. Ravon, if you guys don't know who he is a West Coast artist that is signed under TDE. He was at the Pop Out. He did an amazing freestyle at the Pop Out. I think he's a very, very, very talented musician, very talented artist, and especially very talented rapper. And he was there, right? That's what he was doing. And he shot back at Joey after the bars. And if you saw episode one, and the clip is out there too, just go see the clip. I have my reaction of what it is now. Now, I've heard both the songs. I've heard all three songs. So right now, it was Ravon, then Joey, then Reason. All three of them dropped within last weekend. So I'm probably going to queue it up. We can see what's going on. And let's see what's happening. So let me queue up everything. So when it comes to music, I'm always going to play what I play, right? I'm always going to play the music. I'm going to try to do what I can. Copyrights happen, right? So this is why Patreon is going to happen. This is why we do the plug right now. On Patreon, we're not going to have to really block the music. We can hear my takes live, right? So depending on what happens, maybe it's only going to be on Patreon, this thing, but maybe not. I want to play both the things if they don't copyright me, which they probably are. So if this is a Patreon exclusive, I'm sorry, guys. This is a Patreon exclusive. So let's go into listening to these guys. Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye, has dropped. He didn't drop it. They leaked the album. And So I have to be objective, subjective, and maybe a little bit biased, maybe not. The album concept is terrible, right? Like, the production is fantastic. I'll tell you this, but the production of the album is fantastic. The triggering aspect of this album is, there's some things like, there's things that don't offend too much, but there are some things that we don't need to hear. Like, all right, I understand he wants Diddy to be free. I understand, like, that, you know, you speak your mind, bro. But there's a couple of these songs that just weren't it, right? So let me see if I can get the track list. World War III was, like, let's see. I did listen to it. I just can't find it right now. RP. It's not gonna be found. I'm not gonna talk too much about it then. It was good production, and I don't think it's going anywhere, right? It's a lot of offensive behavior in there, and most people are not gonna want to listen to it because of the offensive things that he say. And that's what it is. The standout songs, I'll give you the standout songs. That Hail Hitler song is disgusting, bro. But that production on that song is fantastic. There's also another song he has, like, Hitler, Yay, and Yeezus. Production is good. The fucking song is terrible. All these songs, the songs are bad, bro. I'm just going to say that, but the production is good. If all these songs, if he just drops a track list, if he drops his album of just beats, then I'll fuck with it. I can't fuck with it too much. Is there a song that's on there that I'm like, all right, you know what? I can probably get good with it. This isn't. I did enjoy the production. Production of the sound of the songs are good. I just think the rapping on the songs aren't as good as they should be. It's just strange bars. It's like bars I can't listen to. It's like, I don't want to hear him talk about sucking his cousin's dick. I don't want to hear him. I mean, there's one song called Bianca, which is just him crying for Bianca back, and it's like in a chipmunk voice. I don't like that one. Other than that, it's I don't want to get too much into it. I guess that's the whole point of this album, right? It's like, you can't go too much into it. People don't want to hear you listen to it. But the production was, is it a bad musical listen? It's just the lyrics are just like, I can't relate to them. I'll say that. I can't relate to the lyrics. But I'm not gonna tell you that World War III's production wasn't fire. I'm not gonna tell you that Hail Hitler's production isn't fire. I'm not gonna tell you that Jesus, Yay, Hitler's production is in fire. I'm not going to tell you that Nitrous production isn't fire, but the lyrics just can't get to me. It just won't. I just can't resonate with it. But other than that, I'm not mad at anybody who likes the album for the production standpoint of that album. So that's what we'll go with. That's it in music, man. That's it in music. Now let's go to gaming. So Summer Game Fest is coming, right? So now we're at the gaming section of everything, and Summer Game Fest is coming. So do they have anything lined up? Let's take a look real quick. Summer Game Fest. I don't think they have anything announced yet. Here's the thing about Summer Game Fest, right? No, I don't see anything. It's just, so Xbox is having a showcase. So that's good. I think that's the only thing announced, right? So it's coming in June 6th. So that's going to be a good weekend. That's money in the bank. So the thing about Summer Game Fest, I don't really care what's coming out. I really don't care what's coming out, right? So one thing, I said it before, Lost Souls Aside was a good game I was looking forward to, but apparently got pushed back to August. So a little disappointed in that. Let's see what Xbox is going to tell us, right? I think that's more along the lines of what's probably what we're looking forward to. The Xbox Showcase, we're probably getting Fallout Season 2, which I'm pretty excited for that. I think that's what we're going to get. They're going to probably announce Halo on PlayStation, which that will be very exciting. They're probably going to announce Fallout 5. Probably not. Elder Scrolls 6. Probably not. Oblivion's there. So it's kind of going in like without any thought, right? Because the thing is, games nowadays, other than like something we're going to talk about later, there's not really huge hype for some games. I don't really know what's coming out, what I'm really hyped for, other than GTA, other than KH4, other than the Switch 2, like the later 3D Mario games, maybe. But like, I can't really see anything else I'm really hyped for. We get a Call of Duty every year, so it doesn't matter. They have a live service Halo. So unless we're getting a new a sequel to Halo Infinite, which I don't think they're going to. I think they're just going to add a story mode to it, and which would be very, very good. I don't see anything else they can go. Now they can announce a lot of third party, which is probably going to happen. So that's probably why I'm more interested in that Xbox showcase. I think Ubisoft might get a showcase, which is maybe Assassin's Creed. There's not much things I'm hyped for. Will PlayStation do a showcase? If they do, that's probably more things I'm hyped for. Probably hearing about Wolverine. Let's hear if there's going to be Spider-Man 2 DLC, which they said it's probably coming now. They said at first it wasn't coming. Now they're saying it might be coming. There's not much things at Summer Game Fest that I'm really excited for. There isn't. Like I said, the things I'm a little excited for is probably Xbox announcement of like Halo and let's see what the next Bethesda games are. I think that's probably what I'm more excited for. They do Fallout 5. It's about time we get it, right? It's been 10 years. 76 doesn't count. Even 76 has been 7 years. Last time we had a Fallout game, a gap was, I think it was 2008 to 2016. Yeah. 2007, 2016. 2008, 2016. That's 8 years. So now we're at like a 10-year gap. So let's see what happens. The showcase. There's more things that are probably gonna be announced. Jeff is gonna be the host, and my other channel, I've already spoken my thoughts about him and Game Awards and everything, and I will be moving that to this channel later on. So you guys are gonna hear the fun of that. Other than that, let's see what Summer Game Fest has, right? I'm not too excited, but maybe next week we'll know more about it. I have jot down, and I said this earlier, Is the Switch 2 still worth the hype? Listen, the Switch 2 has lost a lot of hype. It has. It's coming out almost like in 2 weeks, and unless they really up the marketing, no one really. There's gonna be some people that have it. People are gonna get it, but I don't know how well it's gonna do in its first time like the Switch 1 did. You have the launch title is Mario Kart. What is it called? Mario Kart World, which looks intriguing. It's just I've played every Mario Kart. So when I get the Switch 2 later, I would want it. Am I getting a Switch 2 the first time it comes out? Unless they throw something at me that I can't that I have to see. No. I just don't need it now. I can deal with waiting a little bit for Mario Kart. Donkey Kong Bonanzas. Listen, I was excited when I seen a Donkey Kong game coming because I am a huge fan of Donkey Kong 64. I'm a huge fan of Donkey Kong 64. But I thought there was going to be a sequel to Donkey Kong 64. And I was like, oh my God, it's finally happening. And then no, we get Donkey Kong Bonanza. We get a different design of Donkey Kong. It's not the rare design I grown to love, at least. It's like the design from the movies. And it's, I don't know, it's not for me. It's not for me. Unless they throw in some more things as like, yo, this is the one. And throw more characters or something. And throw the mini games like in Donkey Kong 64. I'm not gonna care for it. But the Switch 2's price range is pretty high. It's not something I'm just like, hey, I want to get it now. Because on top of that, there's not a lot of games that are coming out. Launch is I'll probably get the Switch 2 when they announce when Smash Bros comes out. Like I saw that's when I got the Switch 1. I got Switch 1 when Smash came out. But when they release another Smash Bros, another Mario 3D, another Zelda. I need like those big games coming out, right? Metroid is okay, but Metroid's not big enough for me to go buy a Switch 2. So yeah, so did the Switch hype die a little bit? It did. But, you know, it's still excited. I think Mario Kart World still has some potential. Hopefully we get a little bit more information. And maybe, depending on that, I might get it. If not, I can wait for a little while. Guys, that's it for gaming news. And that's it for all the news. I try to always keep this broadcast, whatever this is, podcast. I don't really want to call it a podcast. I think it's like a broadcast. Under 2 hours, and we've hit the 2 hour mark. So about to be the 2 hour mark. So guys, thanks for everything. This is the episode 2. As we continue on, I'll keep getting better. This is only episode 2. So, you know, as episode 3, episode 4, I will start getting more of the hang of this. Other than that, this is what we got. So anything else more important I should speak about? I don't really think. So, you know, some things will be on Patreon, some not. Depending how that, how when I was talking about the rap battle, depending how that goes, I might just only have it on Patreon. If not, if YouTube doesn't care, then I will keep it on YouTube. But other than that, we're out. Catch me on all other things. We're going to be on Spotify. We're going to be on Apple. Follow the Facebook page. Follow the Twitter page, X page, whatever it is. Just follow us on, of course, hit the subscribe button on YouTube. You know, we're going to keep going to some more things. So whatever I haven't gotten in trouble yet, but I will get in trouble. There's going to be some things. Watch when I really start going off. But expect the pod or the broadcast or the show. This is called the Joshua Capellan Show. So let's call it the show. Expect the show Mondays and Thursdays. This is a special case where I'm recording it on the day I'm dropping it, which won't really happen next week. I'll be recording the day before for these things. And Patreon will always get the episodes first. So Patreon's not ready yet. It will be soon. So I will make an announcement on episode 3 about Patreon and everything. But until then, guys, I'll see you guys later. It's been a good talk. It's been a good ride. And, you know, that's it for that. So let's peace out. Let's go and let's continue on, man. Peace.